Avez-vous donné un coup de main?
Did you give a hand?
This sentence uses the past participle.
Donner.
Given, of the verb.
Donner.
To give, in a compound past tense, which is formed by the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, conjugated in the past tense.
Avez.
Have you, and the past participle.
Donner.
The noun phrase.
Un coup de main.
A helping hand, is the direct object of the verb.
Donner.
The question mark indicates that the sentence is a question.
Avez-vous chanté?
Did you sing? This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express a completed action in the past in French.
The verb, chanter,
to sing, is conjugated in the
passé composé
with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the third person singular,
a,
followed by the past participle of the verb
chanter.
This sentence is a question, and is formed by inverting the subject.
Vous.
You. And the verb.
Avez.
Have. Followed by the past participle.
Chanté.
As-tu
chanté?
Did you sing? This sentence is a simple question in the
passé composé.
Past perfect tense.
As-tu
is the contraction of
avez-vous.
Have you, which is used when addressing someone informally, to
chanter
is the past participle of the verb
chanter.
To sing, this verb is
regular
in the
passé composé
tense. In the
passé composé
tense, we use the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
As-tu voté?
Did you vote? This sentence is asking if the person being addressed has voted.
Breakdown.
As-tu is the contracted form of
as-tu,
which means, have you, in the interrogative form. This is a contraction of the verb
avoir,
to have, and the pronoun
tu.
You
voté
is the past participle of the verb
voté.
To vote is the question mark, which indicates the interrogative form of the sentence.
Avez-vous voté?
Did you vote? This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is a common way to express past actions in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the main verb is
voté,
to vote, and its past participle is
voté.
The
passé composé
is used for actions that have been completed in the past and have some relevance to the present. The sentence literally translates to, have you voted? But the implied meaning is, did you vote?
Ai-je l'air bien?
Do I look good? This is a simple question in the
présent.
Present tense of the verb
avoir,
to have.
Ai-je
is the first person singular conjugation of
avoir
in the interrogative form, meaning, do I have.
L'air
means the air or the look, and is used in this context to mean appearance.
Ya
means good or well. The sentence literally translates to, do I have the good look? But is idiomatically understood as, do I look good?
Cassez-vous. This
means, get out. Or, go away. This is a very informal and rude command, often used in situations of anger or frustration.
The verb, cassez,
is the imperative form of the verb,
cassez,
which means, to break, in the sense of destroying something. In this case, it is being used idiomatically to mean, to leave, or, to go away. The pronoun,
vous,
is the plural form of you, and is used to address multiple people, or in a very informal way to address one person.
The word, vous,
is being used as a direct object of the verb,
cassez,
making it clear that the command is directed at the person, or people being spoken to. The phrase, get out, is a direct translation of the literal meaning of the sentence, but does not convey the level of rudeness and informality that is inherent in the French phrase.
Es-tu d'accord?
Do you agree? This is a simple question in the
tu
form, meaning you, informal, singular. It uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated as to match the subject.
Tu
d'accord means in agreement. The word
de
is a contraction of
de
of, so the full meaning is, are you of agreement, or do you agree?
Es-tu d'accord?
Are you in agreement? This sentence is a simple question in the
tu
form, which is the informal you in French. It's used when speaking to someone you know well, like a friend or family member.
Breakdown.
: this is the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the present tense for the
tu
form.
D'accord.
: this is an adjective meaning, in agreement, or, agreeing. It's used here as a noun.
Tu
: this is the pronoun for, you, in the informal form.
Key concepts.
Tu form, informal, you, used in French when speaking to someone you know well. Present tense conjugation.
The verb
être is conjugated in the present tense to indicate a current state of being. Adjective as noun.
The adjective
d'accord functions as a noun in this sentence.
Tu es d'accord?
You agree? This sentence uses the familiar to form, which is used when addressing someone you know well, like a friend or family member.
Is
the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be, in the present tense. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, to,
you
d'accord is an adverb meaning, in agreement. The sentence structure is very simple, with the subject, to, followed by the verb, is, and then the adverb, d'accord. The question mark indicates that it is a question.
Buvez-vous?
Do you drink? The sentence
buvez-vous
is a question in the formal
vous
form, meaning you, in a polite or formal context. It is a conjugation of the verb
boire,
meaning to drink.
The
vous ending signifies the formal plural you.
Bois-tu?
Do you drink? This is a simple question using the informal to form, which is used when addressing someone you know well, or are familiar with.
Boire.
Is the verb, to drink, in the present tense, conjugated for the, to, form, you.
Tu.
Is the pronoun, you, informal. Is the question mark. This sentence directly translates to, do you drink?
Buvez-vous de l'alcool?
Do you drink alcohol? Breakdown.
Buvez.
This is the second person plural form of the verb.
Boire.
To drink, conjugated in the present tense. It is used to ask a group of people, do you drink?
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, in the formal, or plural form. It is used to address a group of people, or someone you are not familiar with.
De.
This is the preposition, of, indicating that the alcohol is part of a larger category.
L'alcool.
This is the masculine definite article.
Le.
Followed by the noun.
Alcool.
Alcohol. Key concepts. The sentence uses the vous form, which is formal or plural. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb boire to ask a question about a habitual action. The preposition de is used to indicate a part of a whole.
Tu conduis?
You are driving. This is a simple question using the
tu
form of the verb.
Conduire. Tu.
Is the informal, you, form, used for friends, family, and people you know well.
Conduire.
Is the present tense, singular, informal conjugation of the verb.
Conduire.
To drive. It's used when the subject is.
Tu.
You. The question mark indicates that the sentence is a question.
Vous conduisez?
You are driving. This is a simple question in the
vous
form of the verb
conduire,
which means to drive.
Vous
is the formal you in French, and the
conduisez
form of the verb is the present tense, second person plural, which is used in formal situations.
Fumez-vous?
Do you smoke? This is a simple question, using the formal, vous, form of the verb, fumer.
Fumez.
Which means, to smoke. The sentence structure is very straightforward, with the verb, fumez.
Fumez.
Directly following the subject pronoun, vous.
Vous.
Indicating a present tense question.
Fumez-vous?
The question, are you smoking? The sentence uses the verb
fumer,
which means, to smoke. It is conjugated in the present tense, second person singular.
Tu.
Which means, you. This conjugation is used when speaking to one person informally. The word
fumez-vous
is a contraction of
fumez-vous.
Tu is the subject pronoun and
fume
is the verb. The question mark at the end indicates that this is a question.
Sois un homme.
Be a man. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or a request.
Sois.
Sois. Is the second person singular form of the verb être.
Être.
To be, in the imperative mood. It is the form used for, you, in singular form.
Un.
Is the indefinite article meaning, a, or, an.
Homme.
Homme. Is a noun meaning, man. This phrase is a common expression in French, though it is considered somewhat outdated, and even sexist in modern society. It is important to understand its historical context, but to be mindful of its potential implications.
Do you fume?
You smoke? This is a simple question asking if someone smokes.
Do
is the informal second person singular pronoun, meaning you.
Fume
is the third person singular present tense of the verb.
Fume,
meaning to smoke. The question is using the verb in the present tense. So, the full translation is, do you smoke? But it is informal, so it sounds more like, you smoke.
Est-ce que tu fumes?
Do you smoke? This sentence is a question in the
do
form, which is the informal you, used for friends, family, or people you know well.
Est-ce que
is a common way to form a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that?
Do
is the subject pronoun for you in the informal singular.
Fume
is the verb to smoke in the present tense, conjugated for the
do
form.
Est-ce que vous fumez?
Do you smoke? The sentence
est-ce que vous fumez
is a polite way to ask someone if they smoke.
Est-ce que
is a common phrase used to introduce a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that, and functions similarly to, do, or, is, in English.
Vous
is the formal, you, in French, used when addressing someone you don't know well, or someone older than you.
Fumer
is the verb, to smoke, in the present tense, conjugated for the, vous, form. So, the whole sentence is asking, is it that you smoke? Which is a more formal and polite way of asking, do you smoke?
Es-tu enseignante?
Are you a teacher? This sentence is a simple question using the
do
form of the verb
être.
To be.
Es-tu
is the informal form of are you, using the pronoun
tu,
you, and the verb
être,
conjugated in the present tense.
Enseignante
is the feminine form of the noun
enseignant,
teacher. The sentence asks whether the person being addressed is a teacher.
Enseignes-tu?
Do you teach? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense.
Enseignes-tu
is the verb, to teach, conjugated in the second person singular.
Tu
you, which is used to address one person directly.
Enseigne
is the verb stem of
enseigner,
to teach, and the ending
tu
indicates the second person singular form of the present tense.
Tu
is the subject pronoun, you, and is omitted in this sentence as it is understood from the verb conjugation. Is the question mark, which signifies the sentence is a question.
Fais de ton mieux.
Do your best. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it gives a command. It uses the second person singular form of the verb
faire,
to do, which is
faire,
in the imperative mood.
De ton mieux
is a common expression meaning to the best of your ability, where
ton
is your and
mieux
is best.
Faites de votre mieux.
Do your best. This sentence is an imperative verb, which is a command. The subject
vous,
you, is implied, and not stated, but the verb
faites
do, is conjugated in the second person plural imperative form.
The watmier
translates directly to of your best and functions as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb fet. This is a common phrase used to encourage someone to put in their best effort.
Fet vos mieux.
Do your best. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to do their best.
Fet
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person plural, you all slash y'all.
Au mieux
is a common French phrase meaning, to the best of your ability.
Au
is a preposition meaning, to, or, at, and
mieux
is the superlative form of the adjective.
Bon.
Good. In this sentence, the verb
faire
is understood to be followed by a direct object, which is omitted for brevity. The full sentence could be, faites le mieux que vous pouvez, do the best that you can.
Faites votre devoir.
Do your homework. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Faites
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person plural. It's addressing a group of people, your students.
Votre
is the possessive adjective meaning your, and agrees with the noun.
Devoir.
Homework.
Devoir
is the noun meaning homework. So, literally translated, it means, you all, do your homework. But in English, we would simplify it to, do your homework.
Cela fait-il mal?
Does that hurt? Breakdown.
Cela
is a pronoun that means, that, or, it. In this case, it refers to something that is causing pain.
Fait
is the third-person singular form of the verb
faire.
To do, to make, which in this context means, to cause.
Mal
is a noun that means, pain, or, harm.
Il
is the third-person singular pronoun, it, and is used here to create a question.
Mal
is a noun that means, pain, or, harm. Key concepts. Third person singular agreement. The verb
faire
is in the third person singular form to agree with the pronoun.
Cela.
That. Interrogative sentence structure. The question is formed by placing the verb
faire
before the subject pronoun.
Il.
Direct object pronoun.
Cela
acts as the direct object of the verb
faire.
Soyez un homme.
Be a man. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in French. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural. In this context, it is used to address a single person. Un homme is a masculine noun meaning, a man. The sentence directly translates to, be a man. It is a common expression used to encourage someone to be brave, strong, or responsible. It is important to note that this expression can be interpreted differently depending on the context, and the relationship between the speaker and the listener. In some cases, it may be considered outdated, or even offensive.
Est-ce que ça fait mal?
Does it hurt? This sentence is a question using the
est-ce que
construction, which is a common way to form questions in French.
Est-ce que
literally translates to, is it that, but it acts as a question marker.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that or it. Here, it refers to the thing that might be causing pain.
Fair.
Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Fair.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. In this context, it means, causes.
Mal.
Is an adjective meaning, hurt, or, painful. The sentence can be translated more literally as, is it that it makes hurt? But in English, we simplify it to, does it hurt?
Est-ce que ça marche?
Does that work? This sentence is a simple question.
Est-ce que
is a common way to ask a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that, but it functions like the English, do, or, does. It is followed by the verb in its infinitive form.
Ça
is a pronoun that refers to the thing being discussed. In this case, it's implied by the context, perhaps a machine, or a plan.
Marche
is the verb, to work, in the third person singular form of the present tense. It's used here because
ça
is a singular noun. So, literally, the sentence means, is it that it works? But the more natural translation is, does that work?
Est-ce que ça fonctionne?
Does it work? The sentence uses the interrogative structure.
Est-ce que?
Which literally translates to, is it that? This is a common way to form questions in French, especially when starting a sentence.
Ça
is a pronoun referring to a thing previously mentioned, or understood in context.
Fonctionne
is the third person singular form of the verb.
Fonctionner,
which means, to work, or, to function. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, indicating a current action, or state.
Ça marche.
This means, does that work? Or, is that okay? The phrase is a contraction of
ça,
which means, that, and
marche,
which means, works. So literally, that works.
Ça
is a pronoun, standing in for a previous noun.
Marche
is a verb meaning to work.
Marche
is conjugated in the third person singular form, making it a question.
Ce n'est pas à moi qu'il faut le demander.
It's not me that you need to ask.
Ce. This. N'est.
Is not.
Pas.
Not.
À.
To.
Moi.
Me.
Qu'il.
That he.
For.
Must.
Le.
It, masculine.
Demander.
Ask. Key concepts.
C'est.
Plus.
A.
Plus.
Quelqu'un.
Plus.
Que.
Colon. This structure is used to emphasize the person who should be asked, or to whom something belongs. In this case, it emphasizes that the speaker is not the person who should be asked.
Il faut
is a common French expression meaning, one must, or, it is necessary to.
Le
refers to the demander, asking, which is masculine.
Ne fais pas la tête.
Don't pout. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, which is.
Ne fais pas.
Do not do.
La tête
means face or head, but in this context, it means pout or a long face. So it's basically saying, don't make a long face.
Ne sois pas malheureux.
Don't be unhappy. This is a negative imperative sentence.
Ne
is the negative particle used to form negative commands.
Swa
is the second person singular present subjunctive form of the verb.
Et.
To be.
Pa
is the negative adverb.
Malheureux
is an adjective meaning unhappy. The subjunctive mood is used to express a wish, command, or suggestion. In this case, the speaker is suggesting that the listener should not be unhappy.
Ne sois pas vexé.
Don't be upset. Breakdown. Ni passes the negative construction in French, meaning not. Sois is the second person singular imperative form of the verb être, to be, meaning be. Vexé is the past participle of the verb vexer, to upset, meaning upset. This sentence uses the imperative mood to give a command or instruction. In this case, the speaker is telling the listener not to be upset.
Ne sois pas timide.
Don't be shy. This sentence is a
negative pratique
sentence. Ni is the negative particle, which is used before verbs in negative sentences. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be in the
pratique
mood. This means the sentence is a command. Passes the negative adverb, which is used after the verb in negative sentences. Timid is the adjective meaning shy. The full sentence means, do not be shy.
Ne vous gênez pas.
Don't hesitate. This phrase is a polite way of saying, please feel free to, or go ahead.
Ne
is a negative particle, meaning not.
Vous
is the formal second person plural pronoun, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
Gêné
is the second person plural present indicative of the verb.
Gêné
meaning to bother or to feel embarrassed.
Pas
is the negative adverb, not. So, literally, the sentence means, not bother yourselves, but it is used in a more polite way to encourage someone to do something.
Soyez courageux.
Be courageous. This sentence is a simple imperative command, meaning it is telling someone to do something. Breakdown.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the second person plural, you all, or you, plural.
Courageux
is an adjective meaning courageous in English. Literal translation. Be, you all, courageous.
Less.
Let it be. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. It's the informal form of laissez.
Laissez.
Which is the formal form. The verb, laisse.
Less.
Is in the singular form. This is because it is referring to the singular, it, which is not stated in this phrase, but implied in context.
Less.
Is the informal singular imperative of
laissez.
Which means to let, or to leave.
Laissez.
Let. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
Meaning, to let, or, to leave. It's a command, instructing someone to allow something to happen, or to leave something alone.
Ne dérange pas.
Don't bother. This is a negative imperative sentence.
Ne
is a negative particle, meaning, not.
Dérange
is the verb, to bother, conjugated in the present tense, the third person singular form.
Pas
is an adverb that means, not. The combination of
ne
and
pas
creates the negative form of the verb. The entire sentence is telling someone to not bother.
Ne dérangez pas.
Don't bother. This sentence is a negative imperative, meaning it's a command to not do something.
Ne
is the negative particle, used to make the verb negative.
Déranger
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Déranger.
To bother.
Pas
is the negative adverb, meaning not. So, the literal translation is do not bother, but it's commonly used as don't bother.
Ne te fatigue pas.
Don't tire yourself out. Breakdown. Ne passes the negative construction in French. It literally means not. T is the object pronoun, meaning you, informal, singular. It is used after the negative in this sentence. Fatigue is a noun, meaning fatigue. Passes the negative particle, meaning not. The verb fatigue is used here as a reflexive verb, meaning that the action of fatiguing is done to oneself. The reflexive pronoun T is used to indicate this. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to don't tire yourself out.
Oubliez ça.
Forget it. This is a common French exclamation used to tell someone to forget about something, or to stop talking about it. Breakdown.
Oubliez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Oubliez.
To forget. It is in the second person plural form, meaning, you, plural, forget.
Ça
is a pronoun that can be translated as that, or it. Key concepts. Imperative. This is a command, or a request. Second person plural. This form is used when addressing more than one person. Pronoun. A pronoun replaces a noun to avoid repetition.
Il ne faut pas oublier.
One must not forget. This is a very common and useful phrase in French. Let's break it down.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he or it. In this context, it's acting as the subject of the sentence.
Ne
is the negative particle, which negates the following verb.
For
is a shortened form of the verb
falloir,
meaning to be necessary or to have to. In this sentence, it is used in the third person singular form, which is always
for.
Pas is the negative adverb that reinforces the negation.
Oublier
is the infinitive verb meaning to forget. The sentence is constructed using the
ne pas
structure to create the negative. The verb
falloir
is in the impersonal form, which means it does not have a specific subject. The entire phrase is an imperative, which means it is giving a command or instruction. So,
il ne faut pas oublier
is essentially saying, it is necessary not to forget, or, one must not forget. It's a reminder to keep something in mind.
Ne l'oubliez pas.
Don't forget it. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command, or request.
Ne
is a negative particle, similar to, not, in English.
L
is a contraction of
le,
the masculine singular definite article, and the direct object pronoun
le.
This translates to it.
Oublier
is the second person plural, you all, form of the verb
oublier.
To forget, in the present tense.
Pas
is a negative particle used to emphasize the negation. Is the exclamation mark,
which denotes a command or an emphasis in the sentence. This sentence literally translates to, don't forget it, and is a very common and useful phrase in French.
Ne vous levez pas.
Don't get up. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
The verb lever
means to rise or to get up. It is conjugated in the negative imperative, which means that it is telling someone not to do something.
Ne
means not, and
vous
is the formal, you.
The
le is a direct object pronoun, which means it or him, and refers to the act of getting up. So, the full meaning of the sentence is, do not get up. The sentence is grammatically correct and idiomatic French.
Ne me fais pas marcher.
Don't fool me. Ni, pas. This is the negative construction in French. It's used to make a verb negative. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Fais. This is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Faire.
Meaning, to do, or, to make. Marcher. This means, to walk, but in this context, it has a slang meaning of, to fool, or, to trick. So, the whole phrase is literally, don't make me walk, but the intended meaning is, don't fool me.
Soyez bref.
Be brief. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the second person plural, you all.
Bref
is an adjective meaning brief or short.
Poursuivre.
Continue. This sentence is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Poursuivre
is the second person singular form of the verb
poursuivre,
which means to continue or to pursue.
Ne me faites pas marcher.
Don't pull my leg. Breakdown.
Ni,
pas. This is the negative construction in French. It means, not me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. It is used because the verb faire is transitive, and the object of the verb is the speaker.
Faire.
This is the verb to do or to make. Marcher. This is the verb to walk. Here, it's used in the sense of to walk on someone or to deceive. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, don't walk on me, or, don't try to fool me.
Ne me charrie pas.
Don't kid me. Breakdown. Ni, pas is a negation in French, meaning, not, and is used with verbs. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. Charrie is the verb, to kid, or, to tease, in the present tense, conjugated in the third person singular. Pas is the negative particle used with ni. Key concepts. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or requests. The imperative form of charia is chari. The negative imperative form is created by placing ni before the verb and pas after the verb. This is a familiar or informal way of speaking, and is appropriate with friends or family.
Ne me charriez pas.
Don't tease me. Breakdown.
Ne,
colon, this is the negative particle, meaning, not. It is used in front of a verb in the negative form.
Me,
colon, this is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. It is placed before the verb in negative sentences.
Charrier.
Colon, this is the second person plural, formal, or informal depending on context, imperative form of the verb. charrier,
which means to tease or to rag on.
Pa. Colon, this is the negative particle, meaning not. It follows the verb in the negative form.
Key concepts.
This sentence uses the negative imperative, meaning it is a command to not do something.
The pronoun
me is placed before the verb in the negative imperative, a common grammatical structure in French.
Ne lâche pas.
Don't give up.
The sentence is a negative imperative.
Ni
ne
is the negative particle, which is required before a verb in the imperative form.
Lâche.
Lâche is the imperative form of the verb lâcher.
Lâcher,
which means to let go or to give up.
Pas.
Pas is the negative adverb, which is used to negate the verb. The sentence is a common expression used to encourage someone to persevere.
Ne pas déverser d'immondices.
Do not throw away garbage.
This sentence uses the
impératif.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give a command or instruction.
The phrase is
ne pas. Not to, which is a common way to negate a verb in the imperative.
Déverser
means to pour or spill, and
d'immondices
means garbage or refuse. So the entire sentence means, do not pour out garbage.
Ne radote pas.
Don't ramble. This is an informal imperative sentence in
French.
The verb
radoter
means to ramble or to be senile. The negation
ne
is used before the verb to create the negative imperative.
Ne radotez pas.
Don't ramble. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command. Ni is the negative particle, which makes the sentence negative. Radotez is the second person plural form of the verb radoter, which means to ramble or to babble. Pas is the negation particle, which reinforces the negative meaning. So, the sentence, ni radotez pas, literally translates to, do not ramble.
Ne résiste pas.
Don't resist. This sentence is an imperative phrase, meaning it's a command or request.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Résiste
is the verb to resist in the present tense, second person singular, meaning you resist.
Pas
means not and is used to emphasize the negation. The entire phrase translates to don't resist. The sentence means, stand up straight. Times is the imperative form of the verb
tenir,
which means, to hold, or, to keep. In this context, it's used in a more figurative sense, meaning, to keep oneself. Toi is the object pronoun meaning, yourself. Droit is an adjective meaning, straight, or, upright. So, literally, the sentence means, keep yourself straight, which translates to, stand up straight.
Tenez-vous droit.
Stand up straight. This sentence uses the
impératif,
imperative, form of the verb
tenir,
to hold.
The impératif
is used to give commands or instructions.
Tenez
is the
impératif
form of
tenir.
In the
vous,
you form,
droit
is an adjective meaning straight. This sentence is a simple command telling someone to stand up straight.
Sois bref.
Be brief. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, which is used to give orders or instructions.
Swa
is the imperative form of the verb
et
to be, conjugated in the second person singular.
Bref
means brief or concise.
Couvrez-vous.
Cover yourself. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Couvrez
is the imperative form of the verb
couvrir,
meaning to cover. It is in the plural form, suggesting the speaker is addressing multiple people.
Vous
is the object pronoun, meaning you, in the plural. Is the exclamation mark, indicating the imperative nature of the sentence. The sentence is a direct order to cover oneself, likely for protection, or as a precaution against something.
Conduis prudemment.
Drive carefully. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Conduire
is the imperative form of the verb
conduire,
which means to drive.
Prudemment
is an adverb meaning carefully. It modifies the verb
conduire.
The exclamation point at the end indicates that this is a forceful or emphatic command.
Conduisez prudemment.
Drive carefully. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction.
Conduisez
is the verb to drive, conjugated in the imperative form, second person plural. This is used when addressing a group of people.
Prudemment
is an adverb meaning carefully. It modifies the verb conduisez.
Conduis lentement.
Drive slowly. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence telling someone to drive slowly. Breakdown. Conduis is the imperative form of the verb
conduire.
To drive. Imperative verbs are used for commands or requests. Lentement is an adverb meaning slowly.
Conduisez lentement.
Drive slowly. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or instruction.
Conduisez
is the imperative form of the verb
conduire.
To drive. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is directed at you, plural.
Lentement
is an adverb meaning slowly. So, the sentence instructs a group of people to drive slowly.
On se calme.
Let's calm down. This sentence is an imperative. It is telling someone to calm down. The verb, si calme, is in the reflexive form, meaning the action is being performed on oneself. The reflexive pronoun se means oneself, and is used with the verb calme.
Sois bref.
Be brief. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
être
to be, which is
sois
in the second person singular.
Bref
is the feminine adjective meaning brief, and agrees in gender with the understood subject, you.
On n'est pas au pièce.
This is not a rehearsal. The phrase
on n'est pas au pièce
is a common French expression meaning that something is not a joke or a game. Breakdown.
On
is the pronoun we, and is the subject of the sentence.
N'est
is the contracted form of ni, not, and est is.
Pas
means not.
Au
is the preposition to the, and is the contraction of unless.
Yes
is the plural form of piece, meaning room or part, but it also refers to a play in theater. Therefore, OPS refers to the rehearsal of a play or a play being performed. This phrase highlights the concept of seriousness in a light-hearted way. It implies that the situation is not a joke and needs to be taken seriously. The use of the negative form, en est pas, strengthens this idea.
Videle.
Empty it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. The verb
vide
means to empty, and it is conjugated in the second person singular, which is the informal you. The object pronoun le refers to a masculine singular noun that has already been mentioned in the conversation. So the complete sentence means empty it, and is a command to empty something.
Vide la.
Empty it. This is an imperative verb.
Vide.
Meaning empty, and la is the direct object pronoun, referring to a feminine noun. So the sentence is telling someone to empty something.
Vide le.
Empty it. This is an imperative verb in the
do
form, meaning you, informal.
Vide
is the verb to empty in the imperative form.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it.
Vide la.
Empty it. The verb
vide
means to empty, and is in the imperative form. The pronoun
la
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it. The imperative form is used to give a direct command or order.
Tout le monde a mangé.
Everyone ate. Breakdown.
Tout
means all or every, and is used here as a pronoun, functioning as the subject of the sentence.
Le monde
means the world, but in this context, it means everyone or everybody.
A
is the third-person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the passé composé tense. It indicates that the action of eating has been completed.
Manger
is the past participle of the verb manger, to eat. It agrees with the subject in number and gender, hence the masculine singular form. Key concepts. The passé composé tense is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être plus the past participle. The past participle agrees in number and gender with the subject in the passé composé tense when avoir is used.
Tout le monde a couru.
Everyone ran. Here's a breakdown.
Tout
means all or everyone. It is an indefinite pronoun. It functions as the subject of the verb.
Le monde
means the world or everyone, but here it functions as a noun phrase and is a complement to the pronoun.
Tout.
A is the auxiliary verb to have in the third person singular, used to form the passé composé tense, past tense.
Couru
is the past participle of the verb
courir,
to run. Together,
a couru
forms the past tense of the verb to run in the third person singular. The sentence is a simple statement that everyone ran. It uses the common French past tense, the passé composé, which is formed by combining the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, with the past participle of the main verb.
Tout le monde s'est assis.
Everyone sat down. Breakdown.
Tout
means all or every, and is used here to refer to the whole group of people.
Le monde
literally means the world but in this context it means everyone or all people.
S is the contraction of
sir,
himself slash herself slash itself, and the third person plural pronoun
is.
Ac is the past participle of the verb
s'asseoir,
to sit down. Key concepts. Agreement. The past participle
ac
agrees with the subject of the verb, which is the third person plural.
Le mood.
Impersonal construction. The sentence uses the impersonal construction.
Il est ou c'est plus past participle.
To express an action that is performed by an unspecified subject, in this case, everyone.
Examinez-les.
Examine them. This sentence is an imperative verb in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It translates to examine them.
The verb
examiner is the second person plural form of the verb
examiner,
which means to examine. The ending
a
indicates the
vous
form. The pronoun
le
is the direct object pronoun, which refers to the people or things being examined. So the sentence is telling the people being addressed to examine the objects in question.
Examine-les.
Examine them. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request.
Examine-les
is the imperative form of the verb
examiner.
To examine, it is in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressing a group of people.
Les
is the direct object pronoun, referring to the people or things being examined. The sentence is straightforward, conveying the direct action of examining something or someone.